The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
Dennis Prager here. Let me tell you about something medically that works. How is that for an intro? I'm about to say it because I never really thought I would. I took Relief Factor as the first pain reliever I would ever endorse because of how it worked for my wife and my colleague Hugh Hewitt. Now I can tell you this thing is, I've called it something just short of a miracle. I had an ongoing pain, not a terrible pain, and I simply assumed I would just live with it because of my workouts. It just keep recurring. Then I got some knee pain as a result of some of the workouts. I decided I would take Relief Factor for the knee pain, and now both are gone. It's amazing. ReliefFactor.com. All I ask that you visit their website and then you decide whether or not to try it. Obviously, it can't help everybody. There is no such thing on earth, but it certainly helps a lot of people, and now I include me as one of them. It's a phenomenal product, and it's all natural. You can't take an anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen for an indefinite period of time, but you can take Relief Factor. So go to Relief Factor.
Every child deserves nutritious food. Every child deserves clean water. Yet in countries like Haiti and Guatemala, tens of thousands of kids wake up every day with neither. Many of these children cannot attend school because they have to spend their days carrying water many, many miles. They are being robbed of their childhood, their innocence, their health, and sometimes even their lives. These children long for a better life, a life where a drink of water doesn't mean sickness or maybe even death. Today, you can give the gift of life and hope to a suffering child through Food for the Poor. A $50 one-time gift will change the world for a child by giving him food for a year and water for life. Please call 855-849-4673. That's 855-849-HOPE. 855-849-4673. That's 855-849-HOPE.
And we're back on Sports Talk with Tigers minor league hitting coordinator Bruce Fields. Here's John Cameron.
Yeah, we'll get with him in just a moment, and we'll take your calls at this number 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Bruce Fields, who I've known for many years, the minor league fielding, the hitting instructor in the Tiger organization, former big league scout, or big league coach for the Tigers, and the, of course, and the Indians, and also managed that one great team he had, and that won over 100 games in West Michigan. So he said managing experience and everything. And Bruce Fields talking about the young hitters in the Tiger organization, because the Tigers haven't drafted many hitters, to be honest with you, in the first few rounds the last few years. So let's see what we got there. We'll talk to him and take your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Fine dining cuisine awaits you at Pac One in Plymouth. Pac One features Northern Indian favorites, sea kebabs, tandoori shrimp and fish, Punjabi, and chicken marsala and more. Pac One has lunch and dinner specials. 7 days, elegant, casual atmosphere, best Indian food. Go to Pac One on 447 Forest Avenue, downtown Plymouth. Men's Direct Pharmacy in Clinton Township, dedicated to treating personal injury patients from auto accidents, slip and fall, work-related injuries. With one call, Men's Direct will deliver your physician-prescribed medications directly to your door so you can focus on getting better. Make Men's Direct Pharmacy your one-stop for all your prescription needs. Located on 19 Mile between Garfield and Hayes in the Greater Lakes Medical Plaza, go online at mensdirectpharmacy.com, mensdirectpharmacy.com. And Westland Bowl is, for over 50 years, a great place to bowl for you, your family, and friends, or join a league. Westland Bowl, one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit, 60 lanes with many new amenities, two bars and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers, and have fun and burn those calories at Westland Bowl. Perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westland Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. Talking now with Bruce Fields on Sports Talk and taking your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. A lot of people, Bruce, remember you not for your baseball things for your basketball on one of the great high school teams of all time when you were the nice player and a teammate of a guy that pretty good player, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Ron, I taught him everything he knows.
Yes.
Yeah, we had
why didn't you teach yourself everything you know? Then maybe you'd have made it in the NBA.
I couldn't teach myself to be 6'9".
Oh, that's the difference. You're right, Bruce. That was a great team back then.
We had a nice run, especially the season we won the state championship, which was my junior year and Irv's Magic's senior year at high school, at Everett High School in Lansing. And then next year, we lost in the semis, where we lost, a lot of seniors off that championship team. And but the guys that came back, the juniors that played, and the guys that were part of that team as juniors, we stepped up and lost in the semis to the eventual champion that won it. I think it was Flint. It was a team out of Flint Central. They ended up winning it. Beat us by 3 in the semis. So we had a nice little run a couple of years there when I was on varsity, and just couldn't bring home that back-to-back, which he could have, but it was fun. It was fun while it lasted. And then next thing you know, I'm playing baseball, and my life completely changes. And here we are going on 39 years later.
Isn't that ridiculous? That's ridiculous. Don't give me that 39 years later bull crap.
Yep.
Of course, you remember when we first met?
Oh, where was it?
Oh, come on, Bruce.
Where was it? I had played out, was it California? But that was with Willagamina, who's a mutual.
Yeah, and who I signed later with the Dodgers. Gary Legamina, right. San Jose.
Right.
And I came all the way out there for a week and saw you guys play, I think, one game. You got rained out 6 games. And your manager was? Frank Verdi.
Yep.
Longtime AAA manager with the Yankees.
Yep. He was a good guy for me. Because, I'd been in the Tigers organization and got sent to that co-op team.
Yeah.
And But I had the good thing about that was I had played for 2 other co-op teams before I played on that one, which was my 3rd and final time I played on a co-op team, and probably was my final opportunity to stay in an organization had I failed or didn't play well. So I'm just thankful that I had an opportunity to do that, because it prolonged my career and it helped me start to figure out myself as a hitter. And good things, a lot of good things happened. Put it like this, that was 83. I was in the big leagues September of 86 after that.
Well, you won 3 batting titles, didn't you?
Yes.
2 low A ball and 1 in triple A.
No. 1 in double A, Birmingham. 2 in triple A. 1 with Nashville when I played in
American
Association. I hit 368. And then 1 after I got traded to Seattle. I played in Calgary, and I hit 351.
Why did I miss? I thought you won on rookie ball, too.
No. I wish I had. It might have got me jump-started getting my career on track.
Well, I don't know why I thought that and why I thought that, but I remember the one you won in AAA, you won 1 in AA and 2 in AAA.
Correct.
And then you came up, you played with the Tigers and with Seattle.
Correct. Yep.
And now you've been coaching and managing ever since.
Yeah, well, 91 was my last year of playing, and I played with several teams that year. Toronto, the Braves and Toronto that year. Then I just retired. I couldn't take it anymore playing. I really lost my edge. I'm not going to say I lost my love, but I lost my edge to play. And to me, when you're playing sports, you got to play with an edge. I guess some people call it a passion. Mine was an edge. Things that motivated me to want to do obviously to be the best I could be. There was a chip on my shoulder that I played with or had to play with in order for me to reach my full potential. And I was able to do that for a while. And I think what started it was the year I hit 351, which was my third batting title. I had been up in the major leagues during the course of the season with Seattle. When the season ended, we went to the playoffs, my AAA team that I was on, went to the playoffs. And the season, we got beat in the playoffs, the season ended. They called up seven guys off our team, and I was not one of them. And this is after, and people can look them up, look up the numbers. I had 351, 36 doubles, 4 triples, 10 home runs. I had 15 stolen bases. I would have had more, but I had pulled a hamstring during the season, so I didn't run the same after that particular year. But I had numbers, numbers that warranted, getting another opportunity in September. And when they didn't call me up, that was the beginning of the end for my edge that I played with. So,
It's amazing you're talking like that, Bruce, because, and you know this, I had a guy, in fact, I came down to AA, and you saw me in Akron, or was it the other team in Canton, or Akron, and I asked if, because I knew that was your team on AA, and I asked, oh, no, he was just here last week, he won't be here. So I went down and sat, I think I was sitting with a Tiger scout, or sitting down there watching my guy, Bubba Bell, who was invited to Boston, thinking they're one of the top prospects in the winter. He never got drafted until way late. I told him to cheat on his age. He didn't, and that ruined him. And by the time he got to AAA, and he went AAA, and he made the All-Star team, played in the All-Star game, all 9 innings as center fielder, was the MVP of the team. They had about 18 call-ups, and he wasn't one of them because he wasn't a draft choice. So I know how those things go, and that's not that is not good at all.
No, it's just disheartening. When you're playing and you're playing with passion, you're playing with energy, and you're playing with your edge, the things that motivate you to want to be the best you can be and be better than others, the things that drive you, and you go out and you perform, and you perform at a high level, and you don't get rewarded for having success, basically.
Yeah.
And so you feel like, well, what else can I do to get an opportunity? And that's kind of where I was.
Now, did you start scouting right after that? Coaching. Did you get your first job the year after you got out?
Yes. And it was with Detroit. I had several teams that contacted me about coaching with them during that last season. And I was kind of going through, like, what should I do? And it came about like this. I was with Toronto, AAA. Bob Baylor, who was the manager, of that team. And we were on a bus ride back towards to Syracuse, because that's where our AAA team was. And I asked Bob if I could talk to him during the bus ride home. And he said, sure. So I came right up and sat with him. I said, look, Bob, I'm trying to contemplate my future and what I was going to do, like, next season, if I wanted to continue playing or not. I've had a family, started a family, young family, 2 kids, wife, married. And so I asked him, I said, do you think I can still play? I said, be honest, because this is an important decision in my future. He said, we sat there. He thought about it. He said, yeah, I think he can. He said, I think he should continue playing. And I said, all right, well, we had some more conversation, and I thanked him for talking with me about it, went back to the bus. We got back to Syracuse, and season was just about over. And we played it, finished the season out, went home. And I told my wife, I think that's it. I'm done. And that's after my manager told me I should keep playing. But you know what? It was a confirmation to me that, I still had it. And I was only 30 at the time. And it was a confirmation to me that, I've done all I could do. But I just got tired of beating my head against the wall, having success, and not knocking the door down and getting a real good opportunity to play at the major league level. And with a couple offers in hand or opportunities to coach and with a family, try to buy a house. I'm like, I need a little bit more security. So instead of going to spring training hoping to make a team or, something like that, I had a job as a coach. So the next year was 92, I coached with Detroit AA London when we had a team in London.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's where I started. In the next 2 years, I went to AAA and coached as a hitting coach there. And then I started managing my fourth year in. I was in extended spring training. And then I managed in Jamestown, 2 years in Jamestown. Then I managed in West Michigan, managed in Toledo. And then I was coaching the big leagues after that.
I remember have conversation, and you may remember, I was down for the Arizona Fall League with Cam Smith, who I knew with the Tigers, of course.
Was that when I was managing out there?
Yeah, I remember I went, hey, Ron, we're sitting talking to Duncan. I said, look, what do you want to do? And he said, would you manage AAA if you had a AAA? Or be in the big leagues as coach? He said, big leagues. That's just what you said. You didn't hesitate. You said big leagues.
Did I say it real quick, too, didn't I?
You said it real quick. You were sitting at the far end of the dugout, and I come right next to you, came up to the field. You couldn't believe, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I said, I'm here to see one of my guys.
I forgot you had known Cam. So, yeah, but that was a no-brainer of a decision for me because I felt like I was, a capable coach, a capable manager. But, whatever was going to be my ticket to get
to the big leagues in any position,
I'll take it. I'll take that avenue. And I've done it.
And done it well, and you're still in the business, man.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about some of them.
I love it.
What's that?
I love it. I love coaching. I love working with players. I love talking to the young guys. They keep me going, And I love giving them the information that I didn't really get when I started playing because it was different.
No, was it different?
The setup, the structure of the minor leagues is totally different than it is now.
We want to talk. I got to take a break here, and I want to come back and talk about the minor league hitters for the Tigers and the development because they haven't. It's been rough down there because they haven't drafted many hitters, mostly pitchers.
Right.
But we'll talk about what the Tigers got and who we can expect to see in the big leagues in the near future and take your calls at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. And my guest is Bruce Fields, minor league hitting instructor for the Tigers system. So we'll talk to Bruce again in a moment. Motor City Rentals rents, sells, boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, high-lows, and Broderick cranes, and other special equipment. Quality, all quality at an affordable price. And Motor City Rentals has parts and service. Go to MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com. And the Euro Cafe in Shelby Township features old-world Greek recipes, spinach pies, moussaka, spastizio, lamb shank, grape leaves, flaming opa, slovaka, kebabs, pita sandwiches, Greek salads, and great gyros. And Metro Detroit, choice of beef, lamb, and chicken. And the Euro Cafe has lunch and dinner specials 7 days. Dine in, carry out, and the Euro Cafe delivers. The Euro Cafe on the corner of 23 Mile and Shaner, the Deer Creek Plaza. Call the Euro Cafe at 586-532-1500, 586-582-1500, or 532-1500. Tobacco Joe's in Woodhaven is one of the largest selections of brand name and imported cigars, a variety of roll-your-own cigarettes and gift items, all at low price. And Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven has a giant walk-in humidor. Open 7 days for all your smoking needs. Go to Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven, corner of Allen and West Groves behind Myers. Check out Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven. Talking with Bruce Fields on Sports Talk. And, Bruce, I want to talk now about the system of the Tigers and the development of the young hitters and all that stuff. Who's of course, I know we can talk about the Moya and we can talk about all that, Moya. You can talk about Jacoby Jones, who's come up. But who's most major league ready right now, in your opinion?
Ooh, that is a really good question. You know what? I would say this. I'm hoping that Steven Moya is most ready, because last year when he went up the first time, when he met the team and joined the team at Baltimore, he had a really good series. He swung the bat extremely well. And from that point, you know, on for quite a while, he swung the bat really well. And I think he got a pinch of, and a sense of, you know, this is what it's going to take as a hitter for me, how I need to have this approach to have success here. Because we saw into the window of, man, he could be good if he could sustain it. So I'm hoping, you know, I know he's had a baby, you know, over the off season, Moy has. And with that, you know, comes the maturity and the confidence from last year, that he comes into spring training and he's like, all right, I'm gonna show everybody what I'm really capable of doing. I'm hoping it's Steven Moya. Because, you know, you look at our roster, he is out of options this season. So in spring training, you know, Steven Moya has to either make the club, or, you know, he gets exposed to the waiver wire, because if they send him down, they can't option him. He has to go through waivers. So there's a good chance he could get picked up if that's the case.
What about center field, though? I don't think he can play center field on an everyday basis in the big leagues.
No, he can't. No doubt, he can't.
He can, you said?
But no, cannot.
Okay, that's what cannot. I thought.
Isn't Tyler Collins out of options, too?
Yeah, Collins, Moya, shortstop, we have Machado. Yep. Those three are our options. So if they get sent down, they get exposed to the
waivers. That's going to hurt Machado, because Machado can play in the big leagues defensively anyway.
Well, I got to believe that he's going to get an opportunity to stick because of that reason you just said.
Yeah.
But nothing, you know what? You just don't know. In this game, anything's possible. Anything can happen. And plus, teams make trades in spring training. Guys get sent around. Guys get exposed. Teams go in, look at what they have, figure out what they really need,
right.
See what's out there, see what's available, and you know that's where trades get made there too. So you know, another person I hope comes in the spring. Ghost Anthony Ghost. He had a miserable year last year, all the way around.
To say the least, a miserable year. Yeah.
Hopefully he comes back. He's ready to go.
And you're talking about center field. He can play center field, even though his ratings weren't that good. And he's got his arm is strong, but a little erratic. But
he's got a really strong arm.
Yeah, it's you kind of wonder, because this guy can play center field. I thought he was going to be the difference, but he's got to poop or get off the pot.
Right, he's another one. You know, I don't know what his roster status is in terms of waivers and all that, making a team and stuff, if he still has options left. But he's got some things to prove as well. And, 2 years ago, I mean, he had over 250 in the big leagues, which at the time was his best season at the major league level ever.
I'm disappointed in his base running. I think he's faster and he should be stealing more bases.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about all the ins and outs of what's going on with his base running and all the others. But, you know, to me, he got hit.
What happened to him last year?
He got hit and played defense. So the base running, he knows that as well. I mean, his whole game has to improve. And he's aware of that. And hopefully comes in the spring training being aware of that, and he goes out and shows that, hey, I'm a guy that should, you know, needs to be given another opportunity. And that can happen.
I hope he does, because this guy, we need some speed on this team. The Tigers need some speed.
Oh yeah, we need athleticism.
Yeah, I've said that all. Got to be more athletic and more speed. Yeah. We got some calls coming in, Bruce. Let's go to Kurt and Frazier. You're on Sports Talk with Bruce Fields.
Thank you, Ron. Bruce, you got to wonder what direction are the Tigers going in, because they put themselves in a position where all these players are out of options. And that Moya has nowhere to go on this team because he can't play right field. He's blocked by J.D. Martinez. He can't play left field. He's blocked by Justin Upton. He can't play center field. So if you put him on the team, he's just sitting on the bench. We got to put him on waivers. That's all he can do. You wonder why
I don't mean to interrupt you, but think about this scenario. With what you just said, and going into it, you know, everyone's aware of what he can and can't do, but what if they could package Moya with another young player in a trade while he's on the major league roster and get another piece of what they do need? You know what I'm saying?
But you wonder why they haven't done anything yet. You know, they've been trying to make deals, and all they did was trade the center fielder that they really need on the roster away. That's the player they really need, a center fielder. Jones is the only one that has options. So more than likely, Jones starts in Toledo, you know, because they don't really need a spot for him. They can put options on him. But who are they going to put in center field? Is it just going to be a couple of guys that aren't really very good, Ghost or Collins?
Well, that, like I said, that's still a month. The season doesn't start until April. So we're looking at, you know, 2.5-3 months out for that decision to be made. Don't panic.
I agree. I agree with him.
They have a very good direction of where they're going with this, because they're trying to make deals in the winter meetings and nothing's come of it. And I realize they don't want to give their players away, but
Think about this though. Mm-hmm. Everybody in our division, with the exception of Cleveland, if you look at it on paper, they're not better than they were last year.
No, they're worse than last year.
Because of the deals they made. Chicago got rid of Sale and others.
Adam Eaton, too?
Adam Eaton. These are some of their best players. Kansas City traded their closer. Okay. And other players, because they might be shipping folks out during spring training, too, because they got to make decisions on guys as well. And then Minnesota, They're scuffling. They just hired a new GM, new manager, I think.
No, Mahler's still there, I think.
They're rebuilding, though.
They're definitely rebuilding.
But yeah, they're retooling. So,
well, I realize that, but the Tigers are still got a very good lineup, but they need a center fielder. And it doesn't make sense that they traded their center fielder away.
It does make sense for this reason, Kurt. They need somebody more speed in center field that can take direct routes. They need better defense in center field. I agree. They don't have anybody on this team now that can do that. And you see a Ghost, but you can't put it all on him right now. No. I think you're going to see him go out and get a center fielder with some speed, whether it's Borges or whatever it is. And I think you're going to see that happen. But you don't have to do it right now. You got time to sort that out.
Maven does have speed, though.
Maven has speed. He's a leader, but not stolen base speed to speak of.
Well, when should
I worry? If we go to spring training with the current outfield we have now, I shouldn't worry.
Nope.
You shouldn't worry.
Because between now and the start of the season, they will do something.
All right.
They will go into the season ready with the club that's ready to play and compete for the division. Trust me.
Hey, Kurt, let me ask you a question before you go.
Yes.
Who you got winning the game tonight? You've been listening to me. Sometimes you don't listen to me, do you?
Are you talking about the football? Are you talking about the
You know what I'm talking about, yes.
Well, I've got the Lions, of course. I'm
Kurt, you're looking rose-tinted glasses.
Homer pick.
Homer pick,
Seattle's
Kurt.
Overrated. Ron, Seattle's not that good. They're not as good as they were 2 or 3 years ago. And believe me, Detroit will give them all they can handle tonight. And expect an upset tonight, Ron.
Kurt, thanks for calling. And you can dream on, Kurt. You can dream on, Kurt.
I'm right.
Kurt, if you're thinking about Lions beating Seattle on the road, and I just saw a stat tonight, they hadn't won on an outdoor stadium all season, and you're saying that they can win that game.
They almost beat them last year on a Monday night. If you were watching that game, it was only 3 points.
I was watching. And they had Megatron, too. We had Megatron.
They will not fumble the ball tonight, and they won't make those mistakes. They've been very well coached by Caldwell this year about not taking dumb penalties and not fumbling the ball. So expect the Lions to pull this one out, buddy.
Okay. Go back to the bar, Kurt. Thank you for calling, though. Thank you for calling. We got a break to take, but Cowboy's been waiting for so long. If he's still awake, let's go to Cowboy in Windsor. You're on Sports Talk with Bruce Fields.
Oh, hi, Ron and Allison. Great talking to you, Bruce. Now, Bruce, is your son Daniel still in baseball? And another couple of questions is what's the progress of Kristen Stewart? I believe he was in Lakeland last year. He might have progressed up the ladder, but what's his progress like? And Kristen Stewart. And also, what do you look for in a hitting prospect? I mean, when you see somebody who's coming out of either, well, college, it's a little easier to tell than high school, but whether they can hit the curveball or how do you project them as hitting prospects? And you see, you know, take it off the air. And thanks for putting me on, Ron and Ellingson, and great talking to you, Bruce.
Well, thanks, Cowboy.
All right, Cowboy. Answer is Daniel is not with an organization at this time, and he and his agent are going over hopefully future opportunities here for the upcoming spring training. So he's in discussions about that now. Obviously, I'm hoping that something happens with him soon so he can, get back to preparing. You know, he's been working out and all, but, having a direction and knowing what's going on ahead of him. Secondly, Kristen Stewart, who we drafted in 15 as a supplemental first-round pick out of the University of Tennessee, had a phenomenal first full season last year in Lakeland, where he hit 24 homers and drove in about 70 runs there, hit about 250-ish. Then he was promoted to Double-A, where he hit 6 homers and drove in another 25 runs or so, and ended up with 30 homers, 80 RBIs, had a great first season. Went on to the Arizona Fall League, hit 3 or 4 homers out there, and showed well, did a nice job. And for a first full season, it was a phenomenal year, and his progression was welcome. And the adjustments that he made was he was a lot. He started to figure out his swing and the dynamics of his swing a lot better. And pitching, you know, the pitches he was facing, what they were trying to do, which is something that all hitters have to try and figure out moving forward in your careers. And what we look for in young hitters when they come into the organization, I'll give you an example. A guy like Kristen Stewart, who shows you certain attributes with their swing that you feel like you can project that this guy has this, that, the other. He has a quick bat. He's got power. He's got good balance. He sees the ball. Another kid that we had that we traded was Devin Travis, who when I saw him play in West Michigan that first year, after watching him play for a good two months, I said, my reports on him were he was ready to be promoted, which he was later, and he hit better in high A than he did lower A. Then he went to Double A, had a really good year. We traded him, and guess what? He was the starting second baseman for a team that was in the playoffs. So, you know, the things he possessed was he had pitch recognition, real good pitch selection, obviously great balance, and he used the whole field.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. Will Stewart start the year in AAA? It sounds like he will.
No. I doubt it. I think he'll start because Stu was called up to Double-A mid to late July. maybe a little early, but it was after the halfway mark. So he was caught up in July and finished the last, you know, portion of the year in Double A. So he'll probably start the year in Double A, and we'll see how it goes, hopefully well. And then after that, who knows?
You know, he went up in Double A last year. Good point. He only hit .218 in Double A, but he had 6 homers and 19 RBIs, 87 right. times up, and 17 runs scored. You know, looking his stats, what impresses me a little bit too is his capable of getting walks.
Yeah.
79. Oh, yeah. My God.
Can he see the major leagues next year?
Oh, I don't think you'll see him in the major leagues next year, would you?
Is it like a September call?
You know what? I'm not going to rule it out. I am not going to rule that out just because, you know, the first year he had this past season where he hit 30 homers. So let's say he gets to, you know, and his performance was pretty good. He was in the All-Star game in the Fall League and hit a homer in that. And so, his home run abilities are special. So you can, when guys have power and that walk and on base percentage and power aspect, that's what a lot of teams look for. But that's not all you look for, because obviously you got to play defense. You got to be, you know.
How is he defensively, Bruce?
I would say he's average. He's getting better.
Can he throw?
But, I'd say he's average to slightly below throwing right now, and that's coming off of, you know, when he first came in, he couldn't throw at all. So he's improving in all the areas that you want to see him improve in, both offensively and defensively. So, and he's young. You know, he's a young player, so.
How old is he? 21, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's yep. Well, listen, the way it sounds like, the way you're talking, the what it appears looking at his numbers, if he gets off to a good start in Double A, he'll be moved up to Triple A in the first couple months if he shows he can hit for a higher average and do that.
I'd say there's a good possibility. You know, the one guy we haven't talked about, is Mike Gerber. Michael Gerber can play center field. And Michael Gerber can hit. And he was a 15th-round pick out of Creighton University and I want to say 14 or 15. And this guy has really good bat potential. And he's a pretty good outfielder. And he runs better than people think.
Does he have a chance to make the club out of spring training?
Not – No. Oh, no, I will say no, but he'll be in big league camp, I'm sure. And with us, you know, I'm sure people will be watching him carefully to see how close he might be.
Interesting. Very interesting. He played Double A last year. And
yes, he did. He got called up, too, from Lakeland to Double A, and he did okay. He did okay, but we haven't even mentioned him, and he's a guy worth mentioning.
I see it is. We're talking with Bruce Fields. We're late a break here. Let's continue taking your calls and emails. If you have any questions for the minor league hitting instructor for the Tigers in the organization, we're talking roving instructor. We're talking with Bruce Fields on Sports Talk. Don't forget tomorrow, we're going to have on Ernie Witt, the Tiger Killer. And here's our number tonight at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Bruce Fields from the Tigers is my guest on Sports Talk. Michigan Beer Company in Novi, representing the hardworking people with great food and drinks and showcasing over 100 Michigan craft beers on tap in bottles and in cans, that features a full menu with Michigan foods, unique dishes like venison, cedar plank salmon, rabbit pierogies, beer-battered fish and chips, great meatloaf, and ribeye steaks in an upscale casual atmosphere. Dinner 7 days and lunch on weekends. Michigan Beer Company doing dining and parties up to 1,000 people. Michigan Beer Company, downtown Novi, Grand River and Main Street. For dining and party reservations, go to mibeerco.com, mibeerco.com. If you like Michigan beers, you'll love Michigan Beer Company. Escape Games in Livonia features fun, interactive rooms filled with clues and puzzles designed to utilize different skill sets for players to navigate their way out of up to eight people. Your team have 1 hour to escape from abandoned ship, murder mystery, or jailbreak. It's fun for the family, friends, or corporate team building. Gift certificates available. For more info, go online to Escape Games with an X, MotorCity.com. Escape Games with an X, MotorCity.com. And Teriyaki Madness in Macomb features the best chicken teriyaki, and it's tender and juicy and spicy and chicken and yaki soba noodles. Also vegetarian dishes, shrimp tempura, appetizers, salads, lunch and dinner. 7 days, dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Teriyaki Madness on Hall Road, just east of Hayes. Look up Teriyaki Madness on Yelp, Google, and Facebook. And Knockout Pizza, my old place, is open in Livonia again. Lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, noon till 10. And great pizza, wings, and breadsticks for dine-in, carry-out, and Knockout delivers. Located on Plymouth Road at Merriman, you remember that. Order online, knockoutpizza.com. Knockout Pizzas, I should say, with an S. Knockoutpizzas.com. We're talking with Bruce Fields on Sports Talk. And taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. With the Tigers in the minor league system, or the Tigers in their center field, that's why I know something's going to happen in spring training.
Right.
But do you think Jacoby Jones is the type of guy that could play center field in the big leagues?
Oh, no question. No question he could play it in the big leagues. The question about Jacoby is, obviously everybody's talking about his bat, and is he ready to take the next step and hit big league pitching on a consistent basis? That's the only thing that's going on with that right now, and they're going to try and, we're going to try and figure that out during spring training, see how close he is. Hopefully, you know, if he, you know, maybe he makes the team. There's no saying he can't. You know, he's going to get an opportunity like the other guy, because that's the spot we're trying to, you know, to get under, get to, you know, get to the point where we feel good about, you know, what we have, and hopefully Jacoby might be an answer during spring training. But we'll see. But yeah, I think eventually, yes, he. This guy's athletic. He's 6'4". He can run. He can throw. He's played multiple positions in his career, shortstop, third base, center field. When you have an athlete like that, wow, you need to pursue that to the final piece, you know, until it's done. And I think he, you know, he possesses power. He's got that rare combination of speed and power potential. And you see that to the end, you know, and hopefully, you know, Jacoby can figure out what it is he needs to do to become a consistent hitter at the highest level.
Speaking of athleticism and speed, Derek Hill, first-round draft pick in 2014. Extremely fast, pretty good defensively, but had some injuries. Where do you expect him to start the year, and what's his ceiling?
All right, well, his ceiling is major league. His defense is major league right now. But Derek had an injury last season. He hurt his elbow, had surgery. So he had to have Tommy John surgery. So he's going to be out how long, I don't know. But when he's ready to play, he'll probably start at Lakeland High A.
He's not going to start the season, is he?
No, he probably won't be ready to start the season in April. But I don't know how much long after that he'll be ready to play.
Is he a top-of-the-order guy, future?
Oh, yeah.
Looking ahead?
Yes. Yes. This guy potentially could steal over 50 bases. Potentially, he's a gold-glove center fielder. You know, but he's going to have to learn how to get on base.
His walks weren't that good. 24 walks and 105 strikeouts. 35 stolen bases and 384 times up. Outstanding.
Think about that. You know, he had 35 stolen bases in 300 and how many times did you say he was up? 300, how many?
384.
Times? Okay. Now, does say this guy gets 500 plate appearances or more, and he really learns how to hit, and he gets an on-base, learns how to get an on-base percentage between 350 and 370. That's a weapon.
Isn't his dad a former major leaguer, too?
Orsino, no. His dad played a minor. He's got the AAA. I actually played against his dad in the minors.
Let's talk a couple other guys, too. Speaking of your old Michigan, Western Michigan Whitecaps. First is Will Maddox.
Will the Thrill.
He stole 28 bases. He got caught 12 times, which isn't good, but he hit 339, and he not a lot of power. No power, obviously. But the guy is a pretty good outfielder.
Well,
first baseman. I know he's a first baseman.
Second base, first base, play a little short. I saw him play short, and it was confident. I think what his position might be is utility. But a utility guy, he can play left field. But this is a guy that, you know, you want him in the lineup. If I'm a manager and he's on my team, I feel good about that. Because this guy comes to the ballpark ready to play every day, no matter what position. And he's an aggressive hitter. This will be a big year for Will, going into high A.
How old is he?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. But I would say 20, at least 23.
Okay, he's got to move up pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah. He understands what he is and where he is in his career and what he needs to do.
Another guy that can run. Now, he hasn't hit much is Kirk Gibson's son, Cam.
He's 24, by the way, Cam. Will Maddox.
Will Maddox is 24?
Yep.
No.
Okay, so he knows.
Yeah,
time is up to essence.
Time to poop or get off the pot. Cam Gibson, even though he only hit 221 last year, and he strikes out too much, no question. But he got a few walks, 42, 26 stolen bases. What's his future as? Is he a major league prospect?
Well, he's one of our prospects. To what degree, I don't know. But Cam can decide that. You know, he has to go out, take the bull by the horn, and show that he can perform on a consistent basis with the bat. You know, he's got speed. He's a pretty good outfielder. You know, left, center, probably more of his positions, although he played all three. All our outfielders last year played all three. They wanted to move him around because they were all, you know, pretty good defensive outfielders. So they all played all three, but with get back to Cam, and he'll show you signs of, having a nice approach, hit the ball all over, show a little bit extra base power, but then he'll go through spells where, you know, it's tough for him. But that's not any different than any young hitter. Even myself, I was like that, but there comes a time when you start figuring yourself out, which, you know, we're hoping that happens with Cam, and you start to make strides, you become more consistent with your swing and your approach, and you move on. You get confidence in yourself, and you feel like you can, you know, I can compete against anybody. And I think that's where we are with Cam. Hopefully he can take the next step, and he moves on.
We'll continue with the Bruce Fields for the next few minutes, taking your calls at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Bruce Fields, minor league hitting instructor for the Tigers, my guest. Don't forget tomorrow, Ernie Witt, the Tiger Killer, my show tomorrow. Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs in a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big screen TVs, open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday DJ party at Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi on Main Street. Visit lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. In Ramshorn, Southfield, open 24/7 on 12 Mile East of Northwestern. The Big Breakfast Special weekdays for $3.89. You get three eggs, meat, hash browns, pancakes, or toast. Or visit Ramshorn, Rochester Hills, Roseville, and Frazier. And Veggie Pails Farmers Market in Highland features local organic and exotic produce, the finest in quality produce, Calder's dairy, snacks and gifts, and good prices. Open 7 days all year, Veggie Pails delivers. Veggie Pails Farmers Market on Highland Road, a quarter mile west of Duck Lake Road. Go to veggiepails.com, veggiepails.com. Okay, we've got a few more minutes to spend with Bruce Fields of the Tigers. And what do you look at as a development? So the Tigers have got few guys that you think in time, and the next, say, when I say in time, 2-3 years, they can make the big leagues.
Yeah. We have more than people want to give us credit for. But, yes.
Go ahead. You got an email, Alex?
Yeah,
go to it.
Jeff from Ferndale. What about your son, Aaron? What's he doing right now?
Aaron has opened up the all-field hitting baseball academy in Southfield, Michigan at Evergreen and 12 Mile in the Evergreen Plaza, where the old powerhouse gym used to be. There's cages and there's strength and conditioning training in there with John Vickers. So they have a joint venture at that location. But we have four cages up. We're doing team lessons.
Are you there too? You're working there too?
Yeah, I go in there and help out. I work for my sons, Ron.
Of course, remember the time?
But yeah.
I think I've taken you and your other son out to dinner a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, yeah. We went out a couple times. We had him on the show, and he still has aspirations to make the big leagues. You know, the big thing for him right now, maybe go to Japan.
Well, that would be, it would be great. But you have to have you got to put up some numbers to do it. Daniel hadn't really put up the numbers lately in order to create that opportunity or avenue for him. Unless his agent decides, okay, this is the route we want to go, or try and go, even Korea. Because this guy's coming from Korea over here to play. That might be an avenue to try and go down as well. But hopefully, something breaks, something positive. He needs something positive to happen from a baseball perspective for him. So he can move forward.
We're out of time now, but in closing, is your hope still to get back in the big leagues in the coaching somewhere or something?
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'm a big league. I'm a major league coach. That's how I feel about myself. I know the game. I'm going on my 39th year in pro ball, both as a player and in player development. And I think, I'm a very capable coach. And I'd love to get back to the major leagues at this stage in my career, in my life. But I can only do what I'm assigned to do, and that's be the best minor league hitting coordinator that I can be. And other people make for those other opportunities if they come to pass. So,
We're out of time. And Bruce, thank you for coming on, man.
All right, Ron, thanks for having me.
And we're gonna one of these days we're gonna have dinner sometime again.
Well, it better be soon, because I'm gonna be leaving for spring training within a month, probably. So,
let's see what we can do. I will, Bruce. Thank you, man. Take care, Bruce Fields on Sports Talk. Advanced Medical Advanced Surgery Center in Dearborn's an accident outpatient state-of-the-art facility with a board-certified surgeon specializing in ear, nose, and throat, plastic and orthopedic surgery. Advanced Surgery Center, corner of Michigan Avenue and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Surgery Center, 313-582-0100, 313-582-0100. And Peter's Palate Pleaser, and it's a gourmet specialty food store and catering in Bloomfield Hills under new ownership, featuring poached and grilled salmon, barbecue ribs, seafood, beef tenderloin, and Palate Pleaser's famous chicken apple salad, and fresh pastries, everyday dishes, and many other fine entrees changing weekly. All healthy, fresh, and tasty. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Palate Pleaser's on Long Lake Road, just west of Telegraph. Palate Pleaser delivers and will cater your parties. Go to peterspalatepleaser.com, peterspalatepleaser.com. And Center of Healing in Redford, a spiritual empowerment where God is the center of your life and you are empowered to prosper spiritually, mentally, and financially. For more info, go to coh2017@gmail.com, coh2017@gmail.com. Don't forget, tomorrow the Tiger Killer himself, Ernie Witt, will be on Sports Talk the second hour. Hope to have you listening and calling in. Thank you for listening, everybody. And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on Sports Talk. Bye-bye, everybody.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron. Here's a thank you letter from a local military family helped by the Patriot Care and Share.
Words cannot express how grateful we are for the generous gift you surprised our family with this Christmas. Because of that money, I was able to get a phone with a screen so my one-year-old son can Skype my deployed husband. To us, this is the greatest gift we could ask for. So from a family that now gets to spend a few minutes together every week, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, thanks Madison Heights Tire and Auto, Roush, Rams Horn of Rochester Hills, Online Trading Academy, and Trigicon for sponsoring the Patriot Care and Share. Because of their big hearts, we're able to bless 9 Michigan military families. Each is receiving a $500 gift card. Thank you, and Happy New Year!